All right, so we're here lifting up Jesus Christ. If you Google Life Fest, we have a large testing to show you why this is not biblical Christianity. Google Life Fest exposed. Our testing comes right up. Bob Lentz says that Roman Catholicism is his mentor. That is not biblical Christianity. Jesus would rebuke Life Fest and anyone that comes and joins with this carnality, fleshly, worldliness. Do you know the biblical path to eternal life? Do you know holiness and obedience? Do you know walking in all the ways of sound doctrine? If you don't know those ways, you're not born of the Father by the Spirit, because His Spirit calls you to all truth. Life Fest is not preaching the truth. Life Fest is part of the American corrupt churchianity system. Life Fest links to Roman Catholicism in a mass every day that's blasphemous against Jesus. Life Fest offers you fleshly, worldly music that's not biblical. All kinds of carnality. This is not an offering to God, folks. This is a carnival of the flesh. And if you partake in it, the wrath of God is coming for you. Flesh leads to nowhere. Romans 8:8. You can't please God in the flesh. But you must worship God in spirit and in truth. This is not spirit and truth. Look up, Google Life Fest Exposed. Our testing comes up like number two on Google. Bob Lentz is a heretic. He's got Andrew Palau here tonight. Andrew Palau tells people that God loves them while they live worldly, carnal lives. And he says, say a prayer for salvation. Can any man open the Bible and show me where you say a prayer, raise your hand for salvation? That's Andrew Palau. He's corrupt. He's linked to Roman Catholicism like his father was. His father said the Pope is a great man of God and knows Jesus. The Pope is a wicked Antichrist figure. Andrew Palau, heretic, brought in by Bob Lentz. Look up our testing, loving our neighbor. Calling you to go. Search it out. The Bible says, test all things. Unless you're testing all things. Toby Mack. Toby Mack is also linked to Roman Catholicism. Toby Mack links to men that have thrown Jesus to the curb and support LGBT. Toby Mack is a compromised, corrupt, false man. Selling the things of God for mammon. Trying to be popular and please its ears, just like the Bible says will be in the last days. Test yourself, neighbor. We love God and we love our neighbor too much to let you just sit in your sin and your worldliness. You can't obey and follow Jesus without knowing sound doctrine and the Word. Sound doctrine leads to holiness and coming out of the world. Look at the people going into this world. Worldly. Showing off your bodies. Showing off your hair when the Bible says cover it up. Makeup. Jewelry. This is prideful. Proverbs 6:17. God hates a proud look, runners. God hates a proud look. You need to be covering your temple biblically if you're of God. You're here for a show. You're not here for Jesus. Jesus would rebuke Life Fest. Jesus would tell you, turn or you're going to lose your soul as you follow false ways and corrupt churchianity. Probably one of their big shows pulling up here. Wicked, corrupt musicians. Oh, here we go. Folks, you're being deceived by American churchianity. Life Fest is not of God. If you'd open your Bible, you would see that you're supposed to come out of the world. This is the world. This is the world. Look at you folks. You act, live, dress like the world. Israel and God's people were always called out and separate. You're living in pride and vanity and false ways. You're practicing Sunday religion and pagan holidays and feminization and carnality and sin. This is not of my Father. You need to repent or you're going to lose your soul. Come out and seek Jesus Christ in spirit and truth. That's not LifeFest. Google LifeFest. Our testing comes right up. Google LifeFest exposed. We show you how sinful, false, and wicked this entire offering is. Jesus died to procure a holy people for himself. Jesus didn't die so you could live a worldly, carnal life. Jesus said, repent, seek the kingdom of God, come out from among them. You know you're joining sin here, sir. They have the Roman Catholic Mass in here every day. This is blasphemy against Jesus. This is worldly Christianity that you're partaking in. You will not find eternal life partaking in this carnal, worldly entertainment Christianity. Holy biblical Christianity calls you out of the world. It calls you to spirit and truth. It calls you to sound doctrine. Look at how the American Christians live. Worldliness, carnality, flesh, pride. You can't find eternal life. There's a millstone waiting for you workers supporting this per Jesus. There's a millstone waiting for the Bob Lentz who runs this. A worldly, carnal, compromised, itchy-eared motivational speaker. Sir, did you know this links to Roman Catholicism every day in the Mass? Blasphemy against Jesus. Yep. Did you know that? They're doing Mass in there every day. That's blasphemy against Jesus. And this is worldly, carnal, American churchianity. Look up my testing. LifeFest exposed. We come up like two on Google. Read our testing, sir. We show you in the scriptures. This is not of God. This type of music is not holy. It's not set apart. It's fleshly. Look at the people that come here. Worldly Christianity will not inherit the kingdom of God. James 4:4. James 4:4. To be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God. You laugh. Open your Bible. Can any man open his Bible and show you? Show me what I'm saying is wrong. Open your Bible, men. Now, fleshly music is a lot funner. Folks, you're being deceived. Look up our testing. Google LifeFest exposed. We go into the broad road to destruction. This is it. Jesus is coming to destroy things like LifeFest. 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9. Christ is coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. You're not obeying the gospel following this false Jesus. Folks, you know they bring the Roman Catholic pagan mass here every day. You're blaspheming my holy God. You need to repent and seek the kingdom in spirit and truth. If you're really born again, you test everything. This is not of Jesus Christ. This is not of his word and ways. This is a blasphemous, unbiblical offering. The Roman Catholic Mass every day in here. Blasphemy against God. Worldly churchianity. Fleshly carnal music. Look up our testing. LifeFest exposed. We come up number two on Google. A seeker will test all things. Are you testing to the word of God? Are you seeking that which is good, pure, and true? Repent and come out of your worldly churchianity. Look at your life, ma'am, just like the world. The Bible calls you out of the world. The Bible calls you to holiness. The Bible teaches women to cover their heads and not adorn with jewelry and not show their bodies off. The American church is full of pride. The American church is full of a false gospel. The American church is full of carnal music like LifeFest. The American church is full of compromise. They bring the Roman Mass in here every day. You're being deceived, ladies, in your flesh and your carnality. You need to repent or you're going to lose your souls. Jesus didn't die so you could live a worldly, carnal life, neighbor. Test yourself to the word of God, Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. We're here to expose LifeFest for the worldly, carnal thing that it is. Google Life Fest Exposed. Read our testing. Jesus said in his word, Revelation 22, if you love and practice a lie, you'll be put outside the kingdom. Revelation 22, 14 and 15. If you love and practice a lie, you'll be put outside the kingdom. Life Fest is full of tons of lies, and so is American churchianity. They have a false gospel. They keep pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter, that are lies. They link to Roman Catholicism. That's a blasphemous lie. And my Savior said, few are going to inherit eternal life. Few, look around you. Inside Life Fest, very few of those people are going to gain eternal life. They're all going to be sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth. You're deceived by your own flesh and your false doctrines. You're deceived by the American church system. You're deceived by every false way that cannot enter the kingdom of God. It is by spirit and truth we enter the kingdom of God. Not corrupt American churchianity. Not corrupt ways like Life Fest. Test yourself to the scriptures while there's time, neighbor. Google Life Fest Exposed. Our testing comes right up. Following the flesh leads to death, but the spirit leads to life. Calling Americans to repentance. Do you know the path to eternal life? It's not Life Fest in the American church system. It's not the gospel that you believe today. The biblical gospel calls you out of the world. The biblical gospel calls you to holiness. The biblical gospel calls you to sound doctrine. This is feminized, worldly, carnal, false ways. Bob Lentz is a heretic, false teacher. Toby Mac is a worldly, carnal music whore. Why do I call him a music whore? He sells the music of so-called God for money. Whores sell their body for money. Look up that word. It's in the Bible many times. Toby Mac is a music whore. Bob Lentz is a heretic, itchy-eared tickler of people that like an easy-believe gospel. Andrew Palau, that's coming up later. False gospel, so you're being deceived as you follow your flesh in the American church system. You're not of Jesus Christ, you're of the world. You need to repent and come out. 1 John 2:15. If the love of the world is in you, the love of the Father's not in you. If you love the things of the world, the love of the Father's not in you. It's very plain. What's the world? Life Fest represents the world. War games, video game ministry, carnal sports, linking to Roman Catholicism. Folks, they put the Roman Catholic Mass on every day here. That's blasphemy against the Holy God. You're partaking of it, and you're in sin for it. And you're going to lose your soul lest you repent and turn from it, neighbor. Turn from every false way. Look at our testing. Google Life Fest Exposed. You know, Jesus is a lot more than a hat. Jesus is a lot more than a bumper sticker and a Sunday church service, sir. Did you know that? Can you open your Bible and prove one thing I'm saying is wrong? That Jesus said if you're worldly, you're carnal, you're full of pride and vanity, you're following a false gospel, you're following every false way. Jesus said if you live in pride about how you look, sir, what's the earrings for, sir? Can you explain that? Why do men wear earrings? Why do women wear earrings? Why do people wear clothing to show their bodies off? Why do people follow false gospels? Why do people keep pagan Christmas and Easter that God never ordained? Look up our testing, Life Fest Exposed. We come up number two on Google. This is not of God. This is of Satan and man. Nope, look up the testing and come bring me God's word. I'm doing an experiment today. 30,000 people will be here. I'm doing an experiment. We'll talk about that in a minute. I'll put that on a separate audio.